From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A former member of President Trump's trade transition team says the U.S. may need to walk away from the World Trade Organization if China doesn't start playing by the rules. Dan D'Amico, former CEO of Nucor Steel, said China had not lived up to the promises it made when joining the WTO and no one is holding them accountable. D'Amico says China has been unfairly allowed to reap the benefits of the WTO without cutting back on its protectionist policies. The Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research is committing $10 million towards reversing the decline of pollinators in the U.S. FFAR says the Pollinator Health Fund will support research and technology developments that affect pollinators in real-world applications to beekeeping, land management, and farm practices. Pollinators like the honeybee and monarch butterfly help sustain ecosystems and contribute more than $24 billion to the U.S. economy annually. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee heard from a variety of witnesses last week that the Endangered Species Act, now more than 40 years old, still provides an important function but needs to be modernized. Former Wyoming Governor David Freudenthal told lawmakers that the original groundbreaking legislation, signed into law by Richard Nixon, granted broad authority to the executive branch, but over time, the mechanism, by and large, has sand in its gears. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.